Blog Talk Radio. Hello, but we will seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, added unto you. You're going to need it, and you should want it, because they're the addition of God. And that's Matthew 6 and 33, which is our foundational scripture for Smile 3E. Welcome to Smile 3E Presents Let's Talk with Minister Sheila, sometimes Minister Brandon, and myself, Cecilia. So today, I thought it should be a day of prayer. And so prior to me praying and Minister Sheila praying, I just want to first check in with Minister Sheila to see, is there anything that the Lord gave her that she may have wanted to say or encourage people, or just anything. Otherwise, I will ask Minister Sheila to start off prayer on today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I also want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, for another blessed day of life and love and to cherish and pray with you. I just want to thank the Lord. I want to thank for everyone that's online. I just want to give God thanks for a day of life that I am here, because he say I can be here. I just want to give honor to all of you that are listening, to Prophetess Sandra Thomas, and to, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and to Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and if I missed anyone, I just want to say forgive me, and I am praying that we all be blessed. I just want to thank the Lord for life, because without him I would not be. I thank him for blessing me and blessing all of us to have the life to share and to join with each other. Bless our daughters, our sons, our sisters, our brothers, our mothers and our fathers, our grandkids. I just want to bless the world, because we all need the world. And I want to say excuse me for any of the background noises that you might be hearing, because I am trying to get to work and find a park, and my windows are down. But I just want to say, Lord, you are so awesome. You are so wonderful. You are the life and the joy of us all. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I just want you to bless this world again. Bless our children. Bless the ones of the family that just have passed in an untimely death, a wrongful death. I just want to just say, Lord, I am so, so happy to be able to say I love you and you love me. I'm going to turn it back over into you, Apostle, because I'm going to make some noise and I don't want it to be blessed, but I come back later. Amen. Thank you.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. You are more than worthy of all the honor. You're more than worthy, worthy, worthy of all the praise. God, you're more than worthy of all the thanksgiving, all of the gratefulness, all of the credit for life, for blessings, for good health, maximized strength belongs to you. We thank you, God, for our bodies, the temples that you've given us, our ability to wake up in the morning. We thank you. our ability to lay down and get a night's rest and to have your angels encamped all around us, protecting us as we rest, protecting us as we sleep, protecting us as we go about the day going from here and there. You've protected us when we're walking, when we're walking up and down stairs, when we're walking through the hallways, when we're walking throughout our homes, when we're walking wherever we go, God, you've been protecting us, and we thank you. You've protected us on the dangerous highways and byways. You've protected us in the parking lots, in the parking spaces, on the street. Father God, you've protected us in the classrooms, both physical and virtual. God, you've protected us on our jobs, and we say thank you. God, we thank you for our health and our strength. We bind up the hand of the enemies from the north, the south, the east, and the west that would come against our health. God, we annihilate and obliterate and destroy every stronghold, every disease, every iniquity that will come against our central nervous system. Everything that will come against our reproductive systems, we bind it and we cast it out and we plead the blood of Jesus against it. We declare wholeness for our minds. We declare wholeness for our cardiovascular system. We declare wholeness for our integumentary system, that skin that you've given us from the heads to our toes. The musculoskeletal system, we cry out wholeness and we ask and decree wholeness. God, for what you purposed it to do when you said that it was good when you created man and when Jesus said it was finished, when he had done the finished work of the cross that includes wholeness and health and blessings and prosperity and protection and so much more. God, we thank you for every organ in our body. We declare wholeness. God, we thank you for our vision. We thank you for our ability to hear, for our ability to speak. We declare wholeness for our gastrointestinal system, our lymphatic system. We cry out and ask for wholeness and declare and decree according to your word in the power of the name of Jesus, wholeness. God, we thank you for our feet. We thank you for our hands, every extremity. God, we thank you for every joint, every capillary system, every blood vessel, every artery. We thank you for it and we declare wholeness. God, we declare wholeness for our hearts, both physically and spiritually. Hearts that are whole in love. Hearts that are whole and their ability to beat at the normal rates and to work with our blood vessels that are able to control and properly press out and pump and be open so that the blood vessels and the blood and the water can run through our veins and arteries and capillaries and through our lungs properly, God. We thank you for how you created and you orchestrated how our bodies should work. Man may have studied to figure out what they say that you've done to cause the water and the blood and the oxygen to flow through our veins, but God, you did it. Man didn't create themselves. You created us, and we thank you. We thank you for we declare wholeness for our respiratory systems. We're able to breathe. we obliterate and we annihilate any type of ulcer or disorder or dis-ease. Your name is great, God, and greatly to be praised. The name of Jesus is greater than any cancer. The name of Jesus is greater than any aneurysm. The name of Jesus is greater than any blockage or hardening of any type of arteries or difficulties or dysfunctions. God, in our body, we declare wholeness for your glory. God, cause us to do the things that we need to do, eating, dieting, exercising. God, even when we're walking to work, even when we're walking around the house, whether we have stairs or whatever we have, when we're cleaning our homes, when we're arranging our homes, when we're doing our homework, whatever we're doing, God, cause us to be great stewards of this body, of this vessel that you've given us. God, obliterate the addictions that will cause us to misuse or abuse our bodies, whether it's a type of addiction connected to gluttony, whether it's addictive nicotine, whether it's addictive cocaine, weed, heroin, any addiction, God, perversion, addictions of stinking thinking, addictions of hatred, God, obliterate it and annihilate it. Cause us to walk in your unconditional love. Obliterate and annihilate the ability and even the appetite to want to play the blame game all the time, God. Jesus said on the cross that it is finished. He bore the iniquities and the sins of mankind. Humankind, God. And we thank you for forgiving us, reconciling us, and restoring us through Jesus Christ. God, we can't thank you enough. We can't glorify you enough. But God, help us to, even when we sleep, to do it in worship and in praise and rest in you. When we walk throughout the day, God, to know that you've given us favor with the kings and the queens, favor with the CFOs, the CEOs, favor with the SESs, favor, God, with the leaders, the senior executives, God, favor with our colleagues, favor with our subordinates, favor with other agencies, favor with every human being. We thank you for favor, God. That we will honor one another, that we will respect one another, and we will walk in the power and the authority that you've given us as sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we're engrafted into sonship. We are your heirs, and we thank you. Cause us, God, not to walk in fear and anxiety of what man would want or what man would think. Cause the agendas and the motives of mankind that would come against your people to be obliterated and destroy every fiery dart, every sabotage, every ill motive, evil motive, every vindictive thing of mankind, God, obliterated and annihilated in the name of Jesus. Cause us to have favor with our supervisors, God, with our directors and our managers for your glory. And that we will give you the glory for it. And that we would not take it for granted, God. For so many have plotted evil and various things against your people, God. Obliterated, annihilated. This slavery mentality. This plantation owner mentality. This blame game about making this better or that better. God, if you're not the center of making America, teach us how to love right. Teach us how to honor right. Teach us how to receive honor and how to give double honor. Teach us how to pray for one another, God. God, we pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas. We pray for Prophet Anton. We pray for Servant Pastor Troy. We pray for Dr. Wright. We pray for Elder Kendall. God, we pray for Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila and Minister Brandon. God, we pray for Apostle Eckhart. We pray for Pastor Hannah. We pray for Apostle Daryl O'Neill. We pray for Apostle Donald Graham. We pray for Apostle Nelson, God. God, we pray for our people on the job, in every bureau, every agency, every department, even those in the same departments as we are, God. We pray for them. God, we thank you for you said, bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. Pray for those that would despitefully use you or persecute you. We pray for them, God. We not only pray for them to walk in the favor that you have given them, but that you've given us. But God, we ask you that they will walk in the knowledge of who you are, that they would have the peace that surpasses all understanding, that they would have the joy unspeakable. God, calls us to look up in the sky and see the cloud the size of a man's hand. To look up in the sky, God, and see the rainbows that remind us of our covenant with you. We thank you for the blood covenants, God. We thank you that we are the salt of the earth, God, and that we will give favor and flavor to the very thing that you've sent us to be seasoned for. Not just seasoning for foods, God, but seasoning for the seasons. We thank you for the winter, the summer, the fall, the spring. We thank you for the natural and supernatural seasons that you give us. Teach us how to walk in the seasons that you've allowed us to be in, God, that we would mature in our lives and in the seasons of life that you've given us. Those that are to be encouragers, let us encourage. Those that are to be worshipers, teach us not only how to worship God, but how to teach others to worship with our whole hearts. Those that need to walk and know when to rebuke and when to reprove, teach us how to do it in love, God. Teach the prophets and the prophetess how to prophesy in you, God, without any of them in it, without any of their ill agendas, but cause it to be straight from the heavens throne, your throne, guided and empowered, endowed through your Holy Spirit. Those that are teachers, God, cause us to teach. Those that are preachers, God, cause us to preach your word and your word alone. Those that are to pray, God, cause us to pray what you've given us to pray. God, we're to pray your word. Why? Because we know that your word will not return unto us void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it. Cause us to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt condemn. Cause us to know that your word is Alpha and Omega. Cause us to walk out that we know that your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Cause us, God, to pray in the Holy Spirit so that we not only can be those that would edify and encourage one another, God, but we can be edified and we can be built up and we can be refreshed and revived through your Holy Spirit and your word, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your joy unspeakable and your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God, for your word. For we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We praise you, God. God, we have to praise you with our whole heart. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the worship that you've put on the inside of us, God, and that we not only let it out, but we praise you and worship you individually and then corporately and then nationally and as a nation and as a people, as a tribe, God. Cause us to know when to bring Judah. Cause us to know, God, when to walk and reign as the kings that you created us to be, and when to walk and reign as the followers of Jesus Christ that lifts up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him. Teach us, God, how to be humble but yet strong, how to be meek but yet strong, how to walk in the power and the authority that you've given us in and through the name of Jesus and through our heirship, but to yet be humble. Teach us, God, the difference between being assured in you and walking in the confidence in you and not walking in pride. Not walking in lasciviousness, not being easily beguiled by the enemy of our souls, the devil, Lucifer, Satan, but cause us to walk in the power and the authority of your Holy Spirit, of your Son, Jesus, of you, God. Thank you for restoration and reconciliation. Thank you, God, for teaching us to be quick to repent, and to be quick to listen, but lowly and meek and humble, and not to be quick to speak. Teach us how to be good listeners, God. Yes, God, we need to say what you want us to say when you want us to say it, but teach us how to be quiet when we need to be quiet. Teach us how to speak truth when we need to speak truth in love. Teach us, God, how to be walking, living epistles read of men that says that Jesus saves and that God is a keeper. Father God, only what we do for Christ will last. God, cause the rest of our days to emulate what we should do for Christ. Cause us to be Jesus pleasers, to be God pleasers, God, you, the one and only true and living God. God, if we live our lives, and as we live our lives, to please you, you'll take care of man. God, we've been living lives to please man that changes what they like today and humankind or what they like the next day. But cause us to live lives that are free of being people pleasers, but know that you control people. You control the world. You control everything. You are still in control. And as we submit to your control, as we submit to your leading, as we, God, yield to your instructions and the destiny and the purpose that you've placed on our lives, God, that, God, you will not only be glorified, God, but, God, we will walk in the promotions that you've destined and purposed for our lives. We will walk in the prosperity and the posterity and the postures of worship that you've destined for our lives. God, we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. God, we are the head and not the tail. God, we thank you that the blessings are overtaking us and overflowing. God, we thank you that you are giving us seeds so that we can be sowers, that you're making us a blessing by blessing us. We thank you, God, that sometimes You've given us not only the ability to be a blessing, but to know that we're a blessing and that we have to yield to knowing it, because we can know it every day of our lives, every week, every millisecond, every moment of our lives, God, if we walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Cause us, God, to live lives that would rather please God than man. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the power in your word. We thank you for clenching every fiery dart that has been sent our way, that came to injure us, to destroy us, or to even just hinder that which you've given us to do. Encourage our hearts. God, encourage us financially. Encourage us supernaturally. Encourage us physically. Encourage us, God, for we need your encouragement. Many of us have been looking to be encouraged by others, God, but we need to be encouraged by you. Your word tells us to encourage ourselves, just as King David did. There's many battles, there's many wars that are going on all around us, and even within us, God, the battlefield of our minds and our hearts. But we know the victory is in you and through you, because you're Jehovah Nisi. And we thank you for the victory in every battle, in every war. We know that Satan is even warring so that we would be easily beguiled and deceitful and deceived by him, so that he can have that place that's enlarged place in the lake of fire and hell, that we would be in it instead of reigning with you, God. We thank you for obliterating and annihilating those agendas. Cause us, God, to walk in covenants with one another that are not easily broken, just like that three-strand cord. Mankind makes contracts. Mankind makes agreements. Mankind, humankind, this world makes and breaks covenants and contracts all the time. But God, teach us about the eternal, everlasting covenant to reign with you, to walk with you, to lay down prostrate before you, worshiping you in spirit and the truth. And we thank you for the truth, for Jesus is the truth. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, that Jesus said that he didn't want to leave us comfortless, and he sent your comforter. Teach us how to allow the comforter to be a comforter. Teach us, God, how to allow your Holy Spirit to endow us with the power that we need to have. Teach us, God, how to submit to your Holy Spirit, how to yield to your Holy Spirit, how to be consumed from our heads to our toes, from the inside out, with your Holy Spirit, as he leads and guides us in your will and your way, God. Teach us how to submit to your word, for in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For your Word is Jesus. Teach us how to walk and abide in the truth of God. Teach us how to have the mind of Christ, God. Teach us how to not to be timid, but teach us how to be people that are strong and authoritative in you and through you, through our assurance in you, through our confidence in you, God. Teach us how to not only to come boldly before your throne, God, but how to come boldly before mankind. We obliterate the spirit of timidity. We obliterate and annihilate and destroy fear and anxiety. But God, we walk in the boldness and the authority that you've given us. anything that would cause us to waver to the north, the south, the east, the west. Obliterate it, destroy it, God. For we want to walk in the boldness of God in every area of our lives. Not the boldness in people saying, I'm just saying. Not the boldness in people getting a whatever off of their chest. Not in the boldness of being disrespectful. Not in the boldness of the worldly's type of boldness. Not in the boldness of this flesh, God, but in the boldness of God. That is based on the full assurance of our relationship with you. For we'd rather obey God than mankind. Teach us, God, the balance and humility and humbleness and boldness. Teach us, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare boldness in God and through God, in your word, in the confidence and assurance of who you are and who you called us to be. We obliterate and annihilate you, timid spirit. We obliterate and annihilate you, fear and anxiety. In the name of Jesus, the angels are encamped all around us to protect us, to minister to us in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we don't take our boldness for granted, for we know that it's from the endowing power of your Holy Spirit, the endowing power of Jesus made flesh in the words that we speak, God. We have confidence in you. We have assurance in you. In the name of Jesus, no more timidity, no more fear and anxiety for what humankind could do or say. But God, we walk in the boldness of who you are. You're still in control. You're God, and you're God alone. You're Jehovah God. You're Jehovah Nisi. You're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Tiskanu. You are God, the one and only true and living God. That's what our assurance is in. That's what our confidence is in. It's in our God. And it permeates through our words that we speak. It permeates in the confidence and our stature and the way we present ourselves. It's in you, God. We thank you for the favor. For even when Jesus was misunderstood, he still walked in the power and the authority and the meekness that you had given him. And we thank you, God, that we have the mind of Christ and we have a desire to do just what he would do. The songwriter wrote a song that said, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Lord, I long to be like him, humble and holy, meek and lowly. God, teach us how to be like him. You said in your word, God, that we're to have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, every atom, every cell, every blood vessel, in our minds, every brain cell, God, cause it in the natural and the spiritual realm, and even our hearts, every cell, every capillary, to be like Jesus' heart, to have the mind of Christ, to have the heart of Christ, to walk in the boldness and the authority of Christ, to walk in the wisdom of God. For you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and that you would give it liberally, unbraided. So we thank you for your wisdom. For God, many of us may have degrees and many of us may have diplomas and some of us have trades. Some of us have expertise and certificates and various things that you've allowed us to get intellectually. But God, in the spirit realm, cause us to know that we have the highest of the highest degrees, which is that of heirship which is that of being teachable, being taught the wisdom of God. For the wisdom of this world is not as great as the wisdom of God. Cause us to be called the learned of God. Cause us to be known as the worshipers of God. Cause us to be known as the mouthpieces of God. Cause us to be known as those that walk in the Shekinah glory of God. Cause us to be known, God, as those that are assured and confident in you, God. Cause us, God, to be that which you called us to be. I hear the prophets and the prophetess prophesying. God, I hear the teachers teaching and the preachers preaching. God, I hear the prayer warriors praying. God, I hear the intercessors interceding. God, I see the worshipers worshiping you in spirit and in truth. God, I hear and I see your people submitting to you in every area of our lives, God. It's greater than the emotional thrill of what may happen on a Sunday or a Monday when we're gathered together and the music is playing. God, it's greater than that. God, we're walking in authority, in the power, in the strength of the blood of Jesus. We're healed and we're whole through the stripes of Jesus. We're bold in the confidence and the authority that you've given us, God. People will look at us and say they have changed. He or she has changed. And they're right, God. We've been changed by the word of God. We've been changed by the Spirit of God. My God. We've been reconciled and restored by the love of God. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. For this change is because this enemy that we see today, we will see no more. The enemy of timidity, the enemy of fearing what man could do or say, the enemy of anxiety. And God has been replaced with the power of your word, with the power of prayer. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we may see things happening on our left hand and our right hand, but it won't come nigh thee because your word says so. God, we thank you, for we know that your angels are encamped all around us and that the enemies have been obliterated and annihilated in the name of Jesus. In the power and the authority of Jesus, for your glory, God. Jesus is the way, the path, and our access to you, and we accept him with our whole hearts. We confess with our mouths, and we believe in our hearts that he was virgin born, that he's the only begotten of you, God. We believe that your Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us. We have confidence in that, God. Not only is there evidence by the tongues, but God, there's evidence by the endowed power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing that we walk in, God. Cause us to know that it's not a Sunday anointing. Cause us to know that it's not a Monday or a Tuesday anointing. But God, this confidence, this assurance, this boldness, this authority is every millisecond and even greater than that in our lives. Why, God? Because you are God. You're the God that created the heavens and the earth. You're the God of the rapture. You're the God of the ascension. You're the God of the Armageddon. God, you're the God that sends the various horses in the book of Revelation. The seasons, the authority of God. Have your way in our lives, God. Even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our lives. Do what only you can do, God. Say what only you could say through us, God, for your glory. Cause us to tighten it up, God. To tighten it up in the spirit realm. To tighten it up in our prayer lives. To tighten it up in the power and the authority that we walk in for you, God. God, cause us to tighten it up in our worship. For they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Cause us to tighten it up in our prayer lives and in our conversations. For your word shall not return unto you void, God. So we speak your word. We pray your word. We sing your word. We stand on your word, God. Thank you, God, for your word. Your word permeating every fiber of our total being. We thank you for your word. Your yoke-destroying anointing, we thank you for it, God. We are a people that are submitted to your word. We're submitted to your Holy Spirit. We're submitted to your instructions. For God, our ears are attuned to your voice, and no other voice shall we follow. For your glory, God. What we're doing is for your glory. The destiny and the purpose that you've placed on our life, it shall be fulfilled. The abortion of our destinies and our purpose has been obliterated and annihilated. That enemy today we will see no more. The sabotage that was sent against our destiny and our purpose, our God-given destinies, has been destroyed, has been annihilated in the name of Jesus for your glory. We pray for the children's destiny and the purposes that have been set for their lives, for the Seaberries, for the Kaisers, for the Johnsons, for all of the people of God, for all of the tribes of Judah, it shall come to pass. You're drowning the enemy. They're destroyed. They're obliterated. The agendas for your glory, God. Because of who you are and because of whose we are, we belong to you, God. And we thank you because you're not a slave master. You're not a slave tasker. You're not a plantation owner, God. But you're a God of love. You're a God of blessings. You're a God of prosperity. You are a friend to us, God. But yet, you're our King of kings and Lord of lords. Because you know the balance that mankind is still yet learning, because we're walking in the imbalance of this world as we learn the balance of God. Thank you for your balance, God. Thank you that we're not wavering, but we're walking in the balance of God. Every storm has got to go. Every decrease that is not us decreasing so that you can increase in our lives is obliterated and annihilated. Every deficit, we wipe you out in the name of Jesus. God, we're a blessing, and we're blessed because we're yours. Show us who to bless. show us how to receive your blessing. Multi-million dollars, billion dollars is nothing to you, God. It's bigger than money, God. Teach us. It's bigger than cars and houses. Teach us, God. But it's all about what we do for Christ is the only thing that's going to last. Have your way, God. Amen and amen. Minister Sheila, I turn the program over to you to make the announcements or anything else that God has given to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Alexis, Celia Kaiser. Thank you for that prayer that was so awesome and so true and so touching. I'm asking all of us, all the sons and daughters, all my brothers and sisters, to pray for me. I'm under a attack demon. I need you all to pray. I'm asking God, Son, Lord Jesus, to show me the way. Help me through this. Show me where to go, how to take care of this, how to handle, no matter which way I go. The attack is still there. I need prayer. I need help. I need guidance. I'm asking you all to pray with me, for me, that this demon, this devil, release his spirit over me. God, just take it away. Remove it. I need it. I need your help. I need your directions. And I need your word on how to take care of this, how to remove it, how to do it, where to go. Help me. Show me the way. I need your help. I need your prayer. And I need your directions. And I ask you all to please, please. We all.
Minister Sheila, what is the attack? Call it out. Don't sugarcoat it. Call it out. Expose it. Decode it. So that people know exactly if it's financial, if it's attacks of sabotage, if it's a physical attack, if it's things of timidity, whatever it is, call it out, expose it so that the angels of God can go at it. The archangels, they see it, they know it, and they know what to destroy. The enemy wants us to say, cover it up and kind of conceal it, you know, say this. No, what is it? Call it out so that the angels of God can be released against the attack.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Sorry about that. I'm at work. It's just no matter how I say things, how I try to do things, no matter how I do it, it's not right. How I say it, it's not right. If I don't say it, it's not right. It's like no matter what I try to do, what I try to say, where I try to go, or what I'm trying to do, it's just not right. I think, I don't know, I need an environment of peace. I need an environment of selfness from the demons and more praise and pleasure of the Lord. I need a new surrounding. I need it financially.
Okay, well, let me make some announcements about the ministry, and then I'll come back and pray whatever God gives me to pray for you. We thank you for your support of Smile 3E on Monday nights, Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for your prayers and your support of Elder Kathy Kendall of God Still Heals and the various things that God has given her. That is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then also Let's Talk with Minister Sheila and I, sometimes various guests that he may give us for Sundays at 8:30 Eastern, Central Standard Time, and 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we thank you for all of your prayers and support. And is there any other thing that you want us to call out? Because like I said, we can't sugarcoat the things that the enemy throws our way, because if we have something that's coming against our finances, sometimes it's because we need to tighten up. Sometimes it means that we're not giving to God the things we need to give to God. A lot of times people look at it financially when sometimes we're not giving God our time. Sometimes we're not being a blessing to God's people. And so we have to realize that we already prayed that we have to be able to make a decision to be a pleaser of God instead of man. Mankind changes left and right, here and there. We already talked about and prayed about how mankind, you can do something good today and not tomorrow. We already know that mankind, humankind, we can see the pulse of America by looking at our president. Our president does, according to his words, he's great at everything. He blames everything on President Obama and everybody else. That's the environment. That's the atmosphere of America. So we will see those things on our jobs. We will see those things in our homes in various places. But we combat them and we get the favor of God by calling them out. And that's why I said, what is it? Call it out. Say what it is, so we can go straight to the throne of God with that very thing. If it's we're not saving, we're spending too much money on food or entertainment, if it's we're spending money on drugs and alcohol, if it's that we're spending money, I'm not saying this towards you, I'm just giving examples. If we're being selfish instead of being generous, if we're not allowing God to be God in our lives, and we're trying to be the God of our own lives or allow someone else, we have to say what it is. So that's why I'm saying, Minister Sheila, what is it? Call it out so that we can pray for that. So I'll give you a little bit to call out what the attack is, how the attack is transpiring, so that, remember, this is Let's Talk. So let's talk about it. What are those things so that we can release the angels of heaven to obliterate it and annihilate it? When they tried to hold up the blessing of Daniel, they looked and they saw that it was the prince of Persia that was sent by the enemy to hold up the blessing, and then God sent the archangel to obliterate that which was holding up his blessing. So what is it? I'll give you this opportunity now. Call it out. Be specific. Don't sugarcoat it. This is Let's Talk, so let's talk.
I need a better understanding or place of living. It's not understanding. I need my own, maybe because of the arrangement is wearing out, and I'm just asking for the guidance, the finances, the help, the leadership, to where of where maybe I need to go, or how or what I might say where I'm at. It just seems like when I talk, it's a problem. When I don't talk, it's a problem. It's just, it's a feeling of awareness and non-conversation that just can't, maybe I'm going at it the wrong way or not understanding it, but I'm just needing help on the way things should be as far as my living arrangements.
Okay.
And I need some help and guidance. And to maybe it is time to clear the space and have your own.
I ask you this question, since this is Let's Talk. Do you know the story of the eaglet, how the parent takes care of them, the parent eagle, and then after a while, when it's time for them to mature and to stand on their own, that the nest is no longer comfortable anymore, and so that the eagles have to now be pulled out of the nest and taken by the eagle to learn how to fly, and it takes them up to uncomfortable levels, very uncomfortable, almost like life and death, and drops them. And if they fly, then they're matured. And if they don't, the eagle will go and grab them again. But then when it tries to come back to that nest, it's no longer comfortable. And so sometimes, as you said, seasons end. And we have to know that when that season ends, that it's time to go. And so then we can pray and ask God to give us the ability to pick, choose, and refuse. Give us choices to make. And we have to be comfortable in knowing that it's time. I moved here recently because it was the season and the time to move. And things have become very uncomfortable, and God gave me the wisdom of to move, because he knew that when I went there in order to do one thing, but that isn't what happened. And we have to know the difference between being people pleasers, which is sometimes what we're doing, when it's not that what we're saying is wrong, it's our agenda is wrong. If you can't say what's on your heart when you're speaking to a brother or sister or a person that's in your life, we have to find out from God, is it witchcraft because they're trying to control me like I'm their child? Or is it because this whole time I've been with them, I've seeded timidity? God had me praying about that today. Is it because I've always tried to please this person? Sometimes we search and want friendship and acceptance so bad until we allow people to treat us like a slave master, and they don't have to be a certain color to do that. We allow people to treat us and disrespect us like we're their child. We allow people to control us. But what we have to realize is that a true friend allows us to be us. And we also know that a true friend knows that our season may end with them, but it doesn't mean we did anything wrong. So you have to ask yourself, Sheila, Minister Sheila, is it eaglet time so that the eagle can now stop having to take you to that highest point of this comfort, but now you'll fly on your own. The nest doesn't have to get thorny for you to fly on your own, but you're flying on your own because of a season of maturity or a place that God is trying to take you to. And so as we allow God to teach us how to minister to others, guess what? He's still ministering to us. Peace of mind is costly. I'll say that again. Peace of mind is costly. The joy of the Lord is just priceless. The Word of God says the peace of God surpasses all understanding. It reminds us that his joy is unspeakable. Jesus did pay the price. As we know, it was ministered to us on one of the Smile 3E presentations. By one of our ministers. He did pay it for us to be reconciled and restored. But we now have to realize that peace of mind is costly. And no person, no devil, no job, no situation, no circumstance has the authority, unless we give it to it, to mess with our peace. Where I live at now, There's so much peace. Where I lived at before, it started off peaceful, but then there's a season where sometimes when people may be helping you out or think they're helping you out, when in actuality God may have sent you there for you both to help each other out, that it becomes where people get haughty. They think that you need them. They may even know that you need them. So then they become a slave master. They become a witch or a wizard trying to control you. They think that they're your parent. Or you may have been playing slicky-slicky, not doing right by them. And if you haven't been doing right by them, they can now not love you or respect you the way they used to because you didn't do right by them. So then you have to be honest and go before God to say, is it them or is it me or is it both of us? And as we ask God for his wisdom, and as he tells us and reveals to us what's really going on, we have to accept responsibility and be accountable for those things that were us. And then we teach people how to treat us. So let's not teach people that they can walk over us. But let's not teach people that we're using them either, because we don't want a person to feel used by us. But we don't want to feel used by someone either. So as God gives you the wisdom, and as you pray, and as you mature in God, he'll let you know when there's witches and warlocks in your environment, when people are trying to control you, or when the season is over. And when the season is over, it's not always going to be something that it's just the season is over, so you just know to leave. Sometimes you have to have that eaglet moment where the nest no longer is comfortable, and so God will open a door for you to leave, or doors. And sometimes we just don't want to take the doors and we want to stay over here in this thorny nest. But after a while, we'll know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt, God, you've answered my prayers, and now it's my responsibility to obey you. It's my responsibility to move. Sometimes our season is over, Sheila, and I believe, and I would ask you to pray about it, but I believe your season been over. Your season has been over, and if you want the peace of mind that surpasses all understanding, and if you want the peace that you've been asked for, it's time to move. And now we need for God to give you the wisdom of where and how to move. So you may need to call for a family meeting where the family prays about what's to be done. Sometimes it may be that you don't move with another family member or you don't move with another person. Sometimes you got to move out on your own. And you may be like, oh, I can't do it. I can't afford it. God will at that time give you the provision to do what you need to do, how you need to do it. And sometimes you may have to move further than you want to. You may have to move further out than you want to. Example, I live in Washington, D.C. You know where my house is. That is not what a person would usually do. It would be more comfortable and more financially, physically, everything, for me to be at my house. But in order for me to get to my own house, I'm hundreds of miles away. But ideally, what would be best is for me to be there. But there was an opportunity and something that God required for me to come here. I didn't have to have an eaglet moment for that to happen. I had to hear God and to obey God. And so your season might not be that it's time to move because it's an eaglet moment. Your season for you to move may be because it's a God moment. And so there's not going to be peace where you're at until you move to that God moment, to that God place. All of a sudden, God puts you in a place to where you're ministering and praying to yourself and to four people on Sundays and Mondays, correct? What's the purpose of that?
Correct.
It's a move of God, correct?
Correct.
So the move sounds like it's more than just the spirit realm. It sounds like it's a place holistically in your whole life. He might not be having you move all the way to Washington, D.C. or Connecticut or somewhere like that, but it's time to move and to be at peace with it. Be at peace with the move. It doesn't mean that you and that person have to fall out, and doesn't mean that even if you fall out, it can't be repaired. But it does mean move and move quickly. What's quickly to us and what's quickly to God, you have to ask him for his timing. When God gave me the instructions to move and I moved, I knew I had to move like years, like about a year or so ago. And when I thought I was going to move, I didn't move. And then when I heard the voice of God that said, move, Sheila, I applied to live someplace. Within hours, they called me and said everything was ready to go. So within 90 days, I moved. It wasn't that the finances was there for me to move, but God opened doors to make the move happen. And now the peace that I have, I'm still unpacking. I'm still doing the stuff that I have to do because I haven't even been here a month or so, if that. Oh, no, it's been a little over a month. But you have to know when to move. And you also have to know when people are trying to control you. Don't mean they don't love you, because people can love you and still try to control you. But that spirit of timidity, it's got to go. It's got to go. It's not, oh, when I say something, it's wrong. Or No. That spirit of timidity has to go. You have to ask God for his wisdom and let people know they can't handle you any type of way. Why? Because of whose you are. You're God's. But sometimes, like I said, when people think that you need them and that you don't have any place else to go, or if it's just your season is over, God allows things to be said and done. But if that person's not your husband, because you would be a wife, they're not the ruler of you. God is your ruler. So, like I said, maybe it's time to have a family meeting, not saying that where you might be going with family, but it's a family meeting of prayer. But it's not sometimes where you end up. Sometimes you don't end up with family. Sometimes you end up just like me, thousands of miles from your family, alone with God. And some people will be afraid to be alone. You know, I'm youngest, used to my family taking care of me. I'm the one that would have been, family would have predicted would have been the least to go off and be on their own this far away from family. Because, you know, I was that spoiled child that, you know, my family loved me and I loved you all back. But sometimes for what God wants us to do, that God move, people talk about in church, oh, we had a move of God. No, sometimes they had an emotional encounter and said that it was God. When you have a true move of God, it can be what you're experiencing right now. He's having you to minister on Sundays and Mondays. He's teaching you how to lead programs on your own without Minister Sylvia or myself on the program with you, that you're doing it holistically, because one day he may have you doing a whole program all by yourself on a continuum, and you would be comfortable in it because your assurance would be in your prayer life, will be in the Word of God, will be in the endowment of the Holy Spirit. But you can't do that the way God would have you do it if you're not surrounded by peace, the peace of God. So sometimes you have to move in your job. Sometimes you have to move everywhere, in every area of your life. So I would say to ask God to help you change what you said. You said, everything I say is wrong. They make you feel like it's wrong. It's not about your feelings. It's about asking God, why am I saying things wrong? Or did I say things wrong? Or what's the mindset of the people that are speaking to you? Is it of disrespect? Is it of controlling witch and wizards? Is it plantation mentality? Is it they're just frustrated and tired? Or is it that they're the eagle taking you to that highest point till you have to learn how to fly, and they're being used by God to force you into maturity or force you into the move of God? What do you think? This is Let's Talk.
I understand what you're saying, and I've been knowing and feeling for a while that it is time and I need to move. So it's just a process. Like I said, I'm praying and trying to get things together and get it situated, because it is time. And now I'm just helping and wanting to go. And I'm asking for prayer to lead me, and I'm praying to a safe spot, a good spot, because the way the world is today, like you say, it is that scaredness, of being alone. I've been alone before. It's just so much around. I'm just praying to be able to go to a space, a spot, a room, a building.
But are you willing to go the distance that it takes? Sometimes our problem is we know that it's a season to move, but we forget that it may not be we can move 10 miles away. You may have to move 75 miles away, where it may cost you more to drive, or you have to learn how to park at the Amtrak while you take the train to work that you take a bus to work. Sometimes we have to realize that, too. Sometimes God will take us out of our comfort zone, because you may be working one place and live in a whole nother place. I work in Washington, D.C., but that's where I live. My home is in the Midwest, but that's not where I'm residing right now. So you got to be willing.
I understand already. Figured that me, I'm just praying and asking to be delivered, or shown a spot of relaxation, and not completely or so much out of a danger zone. I'm just asking to show and lead me to a spot where it is comfort, where you might look good or sound good or be good, but it's still within a total of the demons surrounding. I'm just asking for prayer and guidance to show me a space for God to lead me, to say, this is for you from me.
Well, I'll remind you of this. In your past, God moved you to different states. I remember when you came to North Carolina and you were there for a season. I remember when God sent you different places. Till don't box God in that it has to be Chicago. That's all I would say. Don't box God in. It would have to be. Because you see, your son has definitely followed in those same footsteps. He's moved to wherever he had to. It could just be we. It could be what I call we, which is Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois. It could be somewhere in that area. And you have to submit to God, to be willing sometimes to go the distance. Sometimes you may have to drive an hour to work. Or, like I said, park, because that's what I do. I park one place, and I catch two trains to where I have to go. Because parking is very expensive at the other place, so I park far away, and then I catch two trains to go where I need to go. Is that ideal? No, ideal would be able to get out my car and park at work and get, you know, that's what would be ideal, but that's not what it is. I ride two trains, I drive somewhere, and I'm so far away from family and friends, it's like, whew, thank God for Jesus. So we will be praying with you, and I would say just be ready for prayer, be ready for God to release you, and just call for your family to pray with you. And be willing, if you have to take 30 days or once a week where you ask the family, can we meet on a phone call? Can we meet on Blog Talk? Just to pray for the wisdom of God. There's nothing wrong with saying, okay, family, can we pray for the wisdom of God, not only for me, but for everybody, every Wednesday or once a month or whatever. I mean, say, okay, Carlton, Pinky, Renee, you know, let's pray. Brandon, let's pray.
Amen.
So we thank you, Minister Sheila, for asking for prayer and being bold enough to ask for prayer and being willing to call out the very attacks of the enemy so that God could do what he needs to do. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given Sheila, for she's asked for your wisdom. And you said if any man asked that you would give it, and it will be unbraided, and it will be liberally. God, we thank you that your angels are encamped all around her. We thank you for the favor of God, God. We thank you for your word that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, God, for your word reminds us that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. God, you're taking her to the green pastures, God. We thank you that you're even guiding her through the still waters, God. We thank you that she's standing by the river, that she can drink of that water, and we thank you for the living water that you've given her. God, give her the peace that she needs to be able to say what you want her to say and to know when to listen. God, give her the open doors. Give her the peace of knowing where she needs to go and when she needs to go, and even give her the peace of knowing that she may have to go somewhere temporarily until something major opens up. God, even give her the peace, oh my God, of knowing she may have to leave everything behind. God, I remember back in years ago, a few times, God, you not only had me move, but you had me to start afresh. God, it was scary, but I had to start afresh. I had to leave the clothes behind. I had to leave the furniture behind. I had to leave everything behind, God, and trust you for anew, for afresh. And you've done it before, and you'll do it again. God, show Minister Sheila how to leave it all behind and how to start afresh, how she may have to throw those things away in the trash to begin anew, to begin afresh. She may have to leave out with the clothes on her back and the vehicle that she has so that she can become anew in you, God. Let the dead things in her life stay dead, and let the day of being alive in you manifest. Close the door to that which is old as you open the door to that which is life. For your glory, God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. So until tomorrow, stay blessed and stay encouraged. This is Let's Talk, and I know many of you were blessed by Minister Sheila's testimony because you're dealing with that same thing, and that you're going to listen to the archives and be blessed by saying, did she make that up, or was she listening like a fly on the wall? Yes, the testimony of Minister Sheila Kaiser is going to bless many of you on today. So until tomorrow, be blessed. Bye-bye.